This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Saudi Arabia plays no direct role in Russia's war against Ukraine. The kingdom isn't providing weapons to Ukrainians, nor are they siding with the Russians. And yet, the oil-producing giant is one key factor in energy prices that have gone through the roof since Russia invaded Ukraine in February. So we're going to take a closer look at record high prices that are forcing President Biden to play nice with Saudi Arabia. He's going to that country next month. And we'll go back to Ukraine, where the Russian offensive in the eastern part of the country is still going with devastating consequences, both for the local population and the Ukrainian army, which has taken a lot of casualties.
But we start in the Middle East. President Biden making the first trip of his administration to Saudi Arabia, even though he once pledged to make the kingdom a pariah because of the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president will also stop by Israel and the West Bank. Professor Steven Spiegel is director of UCLA's Center for Middle East Development. So in the context of human rights versus high gas prices, concern over expensive gas wins, huh?
Well, I think if you were taking a vote in the United States, it would be the gas that would win. What they did to Khashoggi was horrendous, just horrendous. But the American people are suffering, and I'd be a rare president who wouldn't try to get some of that more of that oil. So it's not a surprise, but he's got to come out with a significant amount of oil. I mean, obviously, if it's not all of their oil, he's okay. But I think this is very critical for the president and for the country. It's a shame that we've come to this, but this is a new era. If we remember when we had the Soviet Union after World War II, we had to make a lot of concessions and do things we wouldn't really want to do. And unfortunately, on the one hand, we had the 30 years, but thanks to Putin, things are a new third round. And it's not easy for the American people. It's not easy for the world, certainly not for Ukraine, of course. And that is why we're making these kind of concessions and unfortunately may have to make more.
Why this line from the White House that this isn't about energy at all, that that's not really on the table. We have all these other things to work through, which I guess we do have all these other things to work through. But why not just right out front bring energy into that discussion when you're on the plane headed over there?
Well, I don't think you want to do that because you don't want to be in the position of being asked, how much you're going to get? What are you going to get? Which he can't really answer. And even if he can and they made a deal, he wouldn't want to because people say, well, you should get more, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's the reason. But if he doesn't come out with something, I think it's a problem.
Okay, so let's say we get more gas, more oil from the Saudis. What do they get from us?
Well, first of all, I think it won't be us who gets it necessarily. A lot of it may go to Europe, to our allies. what the Saudis get. The Saudis get being back on the American playing field. There's the whole problem of Iran that they'll be talking about. They may not admit it, et cetera, et cetera. I think that Biden will try to get the Saudis to join publicly the Abraham Accords, which have been so successful. That would be a big pitch for the president, but might help them as well. But mainly, I mean, there are all sorts of other problems, but the main thing is that they're back in the American circle, and that's what they want.
Yeah, but when you say there are other problems, sure is. I mean, for example, the optics of his meeting with the de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia, the very same person that U.S. intelligence has concluded likely ordered, we mentioned in the beginning, the journalist Jamal Khashoggi, he's meeting with the very guy that his own intelligence agencies say probably ordered the murder. So the optics of the president of the United States in a photo op with a guy who the U.S. has deemed to be behind a murder, that's a tricky move, isn't it?
Well, if you look back to Vietnam and as I was just saying, and the whole problems that America had during the Cold War, we don't really have a Cold War now. We have it worse. But we made a lot of bad concessions that we knew were bad, but we felt we had no choice. And that's what I said earlier. That's what the president is confronting. He's got the American people saying, we don't want to pay so much when we go to fill up our cars. He's got to do something. And the easiest thing worldwide would be to make a deal, I think, a quick deal with the Saudis. So you have to, you know, when you're president and when you're in a difficult world, as we are now in, and I think will be for several years. So it's going to be worse than the last 30 years. When you're in this kind of a situation, you have to make terrible decisions. That's what it means to be president. And that's what you mean, what it means to be American. What the Saudis did was horrendous. Awful. But I think what the president will also do is try to get some concessions from the Saudis on how to change. They've already been doing some changes. They have this 30-year program. And I mean, they still got some horrible things, killing people and trying to remain very clearly in control. But I think he will try to gain some kinds of local concessions that will look better. So it doesn't look as bad as you're suggested, but he can say, look, they know they made a terrible mistake. They're not going to do that again, but we're going to try to, they're going to be closer to us, doing more favors for us. That'll be the discussion with Israel, et cetera, and seeing how far they'll go. And look at, we're changing the Middle East. And we're trying to get them be better. They may not say quite that, frankly, but that's what I think the president will try to explain.
Professor Steven Spiegel, director of UCLA's Center for Middle East Development. The war in Ukraine, close to 4 months old, it's upended the lives of just about everybody living in the country. Now things are getting worse for soldiers in the east fighting the Russians there. A regional governor says Russian forces control about 80% of a key city.
The eastern and southern portion of Ukraine have been under Russian control for a while now. We're joined again by Sophia. She's originally from an area of southern Ukraine near the Sea of Azov, controlled by Russia now. The Russians were after her dad, who served in the Ukrainian military. They also harassed her brother and his business. Sophia had a tense journey out of the area. That was a couple of months ago, and she is now in Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. Sophia, can you first paint a picture of the situation with you and your family? Are you all safe and secure?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me. Right now, as you said, I'm in Kyiv. So after the evacuation from Berdyansk about two and a half months ago, I lived in Khmelnytsky, where my elder brother and his family have now settled. But my apartment is in Kyiv, and I've been living here for 6 years before the war started. So I decided to move here. And, I thought that actually in general, both in Kyiv and Khmelnytsky, Kyiv is like a central north region. Khmelnytsky is more like a central western region of Ukraine. But it's equally safe, if you can say so. So it makes sense for me. It makes sense for me to return home. So, yeah.
You know, from the time we started to cover this at the beginning, 4 months ago, the story then was how the Ukrainians were, at least in the beginning, beating back, or seemingly beating back, the Russians, mm-hmm. certainly from Kyiv, where you are now, and from other major portions of Ukraine. And now that storyline has, as you know, I'm sure, shifted, because the Russians are actually doing fairly well in the eastern and industrial part of Ukraine. And I'm wondering how you and people that you know, how they're taking that.
Well, it's hard to say because, we monitor news every day, and we see that Russians, they've settled there, if you can say so. I mean, they are preparing to attack once again. But in the meantime, we see some good news from especially from Kherson region. It's south of Ukraine. We hear some good news from Kharkiv region. It's almost unoccupied. We have a lot of, good news from there. And, from what I hear from Berdyansk, where I originally from, is that, Russians are trying to settle some kind of a government over there, but it's not working out. People are not, they don't want to have Russian passports and so on. They're just waiting for Ukrainian soldiers to came back and won back these territories. So it's kind of hard because you almost don't have any connections with them. They're trying to Russians trying to cut off any internet connection or any other. Any other connections with those territories. So when people are managing to evacuate, we hear horrible stories about how they are treating people there, about just massive shots, looting houses, and et cetera. Basically, everything we saw previously in Kyiv region. So it's kind of hard. And, just a couple of days ago, I found out that Russians broke into my house, into my father's house in Berdyansk, and that was pretty tough. Even though we were expecting it, because we knew they were after us, they were after my father, our family. But it's still kind of really, really hard.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because we've talked about your dad before, who served at a time mm-hmm. In the military, right? So he was almost on this sort of list of people that the Russians were looking for. Is he still doing okay? But obviously they figured out where he did live, and they went through the house?
He was transferred to another military unit over here in Kyiv region, and it was one of the reasons why I came back here to be able to see him, because his range is now near Kyiv. So my family and I were able to see him. And now he said that he's sent to a northern borders of Ukraine near Belarus. Once again, they... as he said, they had to monitor the situation over there, because we hear that Belarus is they have some training for soldiers or something like that, but we are kind of have to be prepared if they decide to attack us. So that's what I heard. I talked to him about just like a couple of hours ago, and he said, yeah, I'm here. I'm in this region, and we are just we're watching what's going to be. So.
And where you are in Kyiv, the capital, how normal, and I'm putting the word normal in quotes, is daily life?
You know, I had a business trip to Helsinki last week, and it was really weird because it was like I seem to be moving to Ukraine without a war, because it's like the same life, the same cafes, same people, someone jogging in the park, and you can say that everything is happening right here, right now, except that we have like this air raid alerts all the time, and we constantly live in the news. We are monitoring, we're watching, and of course, I can't say that it affects everyday life. Like, you still can go to the offices, to work, to the parks, to the cafes, and etc. But it's just, but it's just, of course, you can't ignore the danger. And just today we had several attacks in Khmelnytsky and Lviv regions. Fortunately, air defense worked well, and missiles were shut down, but I heard that 4 people, including 1 child, were injured in Lviv region due to the wreckage of the missiles. So basically, it's like it's very odd, because at one point everything is normal, and I even heard that we are our government is working on, you know, some new features for the citizens and so on. So we are implementing all the new features for Ukrainians, and we're trying to make a country better. And this is happening during the war, and it's really odd, because we have like so much, so many problems, and so I can't really say that it's pretty normal here, but on the other hand, you're in this weird reality where you know that you can be shot down any second, any moment. So
Sophia, thank you so much for talking to us. Surreal doesn't even sum it up. Our best to you, Sophia there, who's now in Kyiv. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DaFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DaFGiving360.org/advisors.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.